Welcome to Linux in the Shell, episode 25, BC. My name is Dan Washko. I'll be your host today. And before I get started, I'd like to thank Hack Republic Radio for hosting the website and the audio files. Remember, head on over to Hack Republic Radio for some great content every day of the work week. Not on Saturday and Sundays, but some really great stuff from geeky people all over the world. And if you're inclined to and have a subject in mind, consider doing an episode of Hack Republic Radio. They're always looking for volunteers. All that information can be found at hackrepublicradio.org. All right, let's talk about BC, but before we get into that, why would you want to use it? Well, let's say you want to do some simple math, find, you know, multiplication, addition, division, anything. And you don't want to fire up a calculator or go find a calculator, even though there's a ton of them handy. That, you know, chances are they're installed on your system in your menu, but you're down on the shell and you want to do some simple math. Well, how can you do that in a shell? You can use the echo command, and it would be echo space dollar sign parentheses parentheses some statement parentheses parentheses and hit enter. For instance, echo space dollar sign parentheses parentheses 2 asterisk 3, close the parentheses, both of them, and hit enter, and you're going to get 6. So you would enclose the statement within a dollar sign and 2 parentheses. That's great, but it only does simple, very, very simple math. And it will not, particularly in division or in any other statements, work with decimals. So for instance, if you were to do echo dollar sign parentheses parentheses 4 divided by 3, close parentheses, you're going to get a value of 1, when the value should actually be 1.33333 to infinity, because it's repeating. You will not get that from just using echo command. Similarly, you can use the expression command, expr, and do some simple mathematics, for instance, like expr space 5 space plus space 5, and when you hit enter, it's going to show 10. You know, you got to have spaces between everything, or else you're just going to have it echo back to you 5 plus 5 if you didn't put any spaces in there. But expression can be used for simple mathematics. And again, like echo, it doesn't recognize decimals. If you want to get a little more advanced, do a little more equations, functions, and stuff like that, there's the BC command. Well, it's a tool, actually. BC itself is a mathematical language. It's an arbitrary precision calculator language is what it's called. And when you run BC, if you just type in BC, you're going to be put into what's called interactive mode. And interactive mode is going to show you what version it is. It's going to show you some copyright information and tell you that, you know, for warranty or details, see the warranty. And it's going to put you at a command prompt. So you're in the BC tool. That's the same thing as echoing or not echoing, but using the dash I or dash dash interactive switch to BC, which puts you into that tool. Now, there's another switch similar to that, relevant. It's the dash Q, for quiet. So when you start up BC with dash Q, it doesn't show you the warranty information or the version information. You just go right into the command, the shell, BC tool itself, the interactive mode. Now, you can type in your statement. For instance, we just did 4 divided by 3, which would be 4 slash 3, and hit enter. And you'll notice, if you do this, if you're following along, it's going to return 1. And you might say, well, Dan, I thought you were going to give me some tool I could use. It's going to have decimals. Well, BC does have decimals. And to explain why, you only see one value there, you only see one, as opposed to one with some decimals. If you type in the word scale, S-C-A-L-E, and hit enter, it's going to return the value of 0. Now, what scale is, there's just 4 special variables here that you have available to you, in addition to scale. But scale is the number of decimal digits, number of decimal digits after the decimal point. So if we were to type in scale equals 3, hit enter, and do 4 divided by 3 again, you're going to see 1.333. Scale, when we set scale equal to 3, that means 3 decimal digits. So there's going to be 3, up to 3 digits after the decimal point available. Okay? So there we have our decimals back. So they're not gone. It doesn't, it's not that it doesn't recognize, you know, decimals or allow you to do decimals. It does. But by default, the scale is set to zero. Also by default, there's not a lot of other functions loaded into it. So there's another switch that you might want to consider using when you start up BC, and that's the dash L. So if you want to get into more complex functions in mathematics, if you use the dash L, it loads the standard math library when it's executed, and then that sets scale automatically to 20. So you're going to get 20 decimal digits. In addition to that, you're also going to get sine functionality, cosine functionality, and both of those are shown in radians. You're going to get arctangent, and arctangent returns in radians. You're going to get the logarithm, exponential functions, and bezel function. Sine, if you want to do sines, it's just sine, and then the value that you want to have to get the sine of in parentheses. So it's sine parentheses x close parentheses. Similar with cosine, it's c parentheses x close parentheses. And then arctangent, tangent is a parentheses x parentheses close parentheses. Then you have logarithm, which is L, and then the x in parentheses. Exponential function, which is e, and then x in parentheses. And the bezel, which is j, and then in parentheses you have the number, comma, x, n of x, right there. Now, if you're not familiar with those values are, sine, cosine, arctangent, logarithm, exponential functions, bezel, head on over to the website. There is some basic information I have in the bibliography that will explain some of those values. I don't want to really go into too much detail here, but one of the things you might not recognize, exponential function, is not exponents or necessarily. The exponential function is a function e of x, where e is the number approximately 2.718281828, and therefore such that the function of e of x is its own derivative. So the value of what you'd be seeing there is 2.718281828 to the power of whatever x value you put in, to like the power of 2, 5, 10, whatever. But it's exponential function. It's not, if you do e of x in there, you're not going to get like x to the exponent that you put in, like 10 of, you might say, well, if it's exponents, how do I enter the second value? No, it's an exponential function. It's not the actual exponent. To do an the exponential value of a number, like if you wanted to do 5 to the 10th power, it would be 5 caret 10, all right, to do exponents like that. So its exponential function is not exponents. Now, as for what bezel function is, I'm not even going to begin to try and explain that right now. It's way beyond the scope of this show, but that function is in there, and I have a link to it in the bottom of the bibliography. Well, let's get back to BC. So now, if you run BC with the dash L library loaded, and you were to type in 4 divided by 7, which is 4/7, the value return is going to be 1.3, and you're going to see 23s after this, because it's 20 decimal spaces by default. For when the mathlib library is loaded. You can see that by typing scale, and scale will return the value of 20. Now, I said there are three other special functions in there, special variables. I'm going to talk about those right now. First, most simple, last. Last is the value of the last number printed. So if we were to type last right now, we're going to get 20. Because the last thing we did was we said scale, and the variable return was 20. So if you type last, you're going to get 20. If you put in a statement like 4 times 8, and you hit enter, you're going to get a value of 32 back. If you type last, that value is now 32. Very simple. It's a handy thing that you could use to continue on with the return of a statement or a function that you've put into BC. Two other values, I base and O base. Now, by default, BC puts you in decimal, base decimal. You can change that. You can change the input base, which is I base, or the O base, output base, to be any other base value. Decimal by default, binary, hex, octal, you name it. So you would just type in I base equals 10 for decimal, and if I were to type in 15 times 1 and hit enter, that's going to give me 15. But if I do O base, which is output, equals 2, puts me in binary, and I type 15 times 1, the result that gets returned is going to be not in decimal anymore, but it's going to be in binary. So I do 15 times 1, the value is going to be 111141, so that's a value of 15. If I wanted to do hex, I would just type O base equals 8. No, wait, I'm sorry, that's octal. And when I do that, if I do the same thing, 15 times 1, I get a value of 17 or 17. That gives me the value of 15 back, 17 in octal. Same thing with hex. If I do hex, O base equals 16, 15 times 1, I get the value F returned. So you can switch between bases with the BC command by using I base or O base. And then if you want to set it back, it's just I base equals or O base equals 10 for decimal, or you can exit and restart BC. The BC command respects the standard order of operations and all mathematical functions, basic mathematical functions. Similarly, anything that you can do in a calculator, you can do in pretty much in the BC command. Now, where one of the things that sets BC apart, though, is because it's a language, you can actually kind of do some programming in it with the BC language. For instance, you can create functions. And to create a function, the format is just like any other programming language. You type in define, word define, and then the function name. For instance, let's create a simple function that just converts a value into binary, octal, and hex, and then puts you back into decimal. So you would define a function, call it let's converter, and then in parentheses, you say the variables that you accept be passed to that function. And in our case right here, we're just going to have one variable, x. And then open parenth, curly brackets, the syntax of your function in there, all your statements for the function, and then you close it with curly brackets, closing curly brackets. So for instance, if our function lets converter, we would say O base equals 2, put a semicolon. You don't have to put a semicolon, but it's probably a good idea. I've done it both ways. Hit enter, and then print, which is a value that would print out onto the screen. Binary value is, and then double quotes, close the quotes, semicolon, A times 1, semicolon, print, in double quotes, backslash N for a new line. And I do just remember that whole statement right there, print binary value equals, and then A times N, and then another print statement. So then after that line, we do O base equals 8 to switch to octal. Do the same thing, print octal value is, in double quotes, and then semicolon, A times 1, semicolon, print, new line, in double quotes. And then we go O base equals 16, semicolon, and we do print, in double quotes, hex value equals, semicolon, put that in double quotes, then semicolon, and A times 1, semicolon, print, new line. Then we do O base equals 10, and then print, in double quotes, all finished, and close it off, hit enter, or closing curly bracket. Now when we run let's converter 2, you see the value of 2 returned in binary, octal, and hex. But you're also going to see a value, a 0 returned at the end. And you're going to say, well, why is the 0 being returned? Well, ignore the 0, it returns at the end of every function if return is not used. So we're not returning anything in the function, so it returns a value of 0 by default. If we wanted to avoid the 0, we would return and some value have the value of that be returned. But because we're not using the return statement, it automatically returns a 0. So that's BC in a nutshell. If you quit BC, you lose the value of your defined function. So just be aware of that. You're not able to save it. It doesn't retain the function, so you kind of lost there. Now, if you wanted to get some statement return, some mathematics done, you don't have to run BC in interactive mode. You can pass something to BC with the echo command and pipe it to BC. So like echo in double quotes, 2 times 2 asterisk 5, close the double quotes, pipe BC. That's going to pass 2 times 5 to BC, and it's just going to spit out the value of 10. It doesn't put you in interactive mode, but it allows you to pass or do simple mathematics, pass it to the BC command, simple statements, or actually any statement you can pass to it. In fact, if you want to pass a whole string of statements to BC, like with the echo command, just separate each statement with a semicolon, like echo, double quotes, O base equals 2, semicolon, 5 times 5, semicolon, O base equals 10, semicolon last. What that's going to do is it's going to pass all that to BC, so it's BC is going to process it one thing at a time. It's going to set the output base to binary. It's going to process 5 times 5, so you're going to get 25. It's going to show you the value 25 in binary. Then it's going to set the O base back, output base, back to decimal, but equals 10. And then with the last command, it's going to show you the value of the last number that's put out, because now it's in decimal, it's going to show you what it would be in decimal, 25. So there we go. That is a way, BC command is a way to do mathematical functions, statements from the command line. Very easy or very complex, however deep you want to get. It's a great handy tool if you're down there and you need to figure out some kind of value. Like a good example is I wanted to find something in, convert something from megabytes to bytes. All right, and instead of having to whip out a calculator, I could just type in the BC command, the value of that, multiply it by 1024, multiply again by 1024, to go from megabytes down to kilobytes, down to bytes, and get that number there. So I can use it in the split command for whatever I wanted to, because this version of split I was using at the time only accepted input values of bytes, not in kilobytes or megabytes that I wanted to. It was an older version of split. Anyway, that is BC in a nutshell. And you might be saying, Dan, is there an easier way to get that value right there, convert something from one format to another? I'm going to leave you with that, because there is, and that is foreshadowing, my friend, of an upcoming show. This has been Linux in the Shell, episode 25, talking about BC and some mathematics on the command line. I hope that you will join me next week, in 2 weeks, I mean, in Fortnite, to continue on some other really handy mathematical tools on the command line. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.